Hi, good evening, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. Today is Monday, June 30th, 2014, and we are live with Ron Amatron on bbsradio.com station one tonight. And we have a great hour of questions and answers coming up on the Healing Highway. We also will be taking your calls this evening. So if you would like to call in with a question or a testimonial, you may do so. And the number for that is 888-627-6008. Or if you have the BBS Radio app on Android or the iPhone app, you can just click on the phone and call in. So, Ron, welcome to the show tonight. Maybe we could do a sample healing for everybody, and then maybe charge the light being with some peace energy for the duration of the show, because I know usually all the listeners really like it when you do that. So over to you, Ron. Maybe we could do like a anxiety clearing for everybody.
Okay. So here we go, everybody. Let's do anxiety for today or the weekend. Add any anxieties. And if you haven't, pick one that you may have had in the past, because they kind of creep up on us. And they can also be with us, not us even knowing about it. That's what I'm trying to say here. So, and they can have the energies with you continuously. Remember, your past always stays with you. Here we go. Decent anxiety. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's just see if you're in your body properly, everybody. We did this, I think, on the Saturday show. And the date for that, if you're interested, would be the 28th. So June 28th, 2014. Today is June 30th. Last day of the month here in 2014. So here we go. I'm going to take your finger. Your spirit can be in your body crooked, not looking straight out of your eyes, you know, just, you know, like you would normally look. It could be to the left or the right. What you can do is, just to make it very simple, we just started doing this here, is just take your finger like you normally would when you do the burnout type of exercise where you want to be in the moment. If you put your index finger pointing up straight in front of you, maybe say a foot from your nose approximately, and if you just do it, just have your body tell you. If it's off center to the right, you're in the future, and if it's to the left of off center, to on the left side, then you're in the past. So just first check that and just see where your finger goes to. Just kind of like put it out there without thinking where it's going to be going. An indication of where you are. So if you're not in the present moment, then kind of move your finger so that it's sort of like dead on in front of you. And then from there, you're going to feel the energies change. You may feel a little more in the present moment in the now here. So do that. And next, what you want to do is we'll just assume that your spirit's not correctly in your body. So we can do the one from the right side. So put it kind of maybe, say, 6 inches to a foot out on your right side, like straight up, no opposite your ear, so 90 degrees from being on center to the right. And just slowly move your finger, maybe 10 seconds so that it comes directly in front of you. You may feel your spirit actually change inside of your body if it's off to that side. Oh, if it's the other direction, to your left, move your finger now, your left hand now, on the left side, and just have it, you know, pointing straight up around your, you know, your ear. Just move your hand around, make a little circle again for maybe 5 to 10 seconds, and come in front of you. What this will do, it will align your spirit so that it's looking straight ahead of you. spirit's pointed backwards, then it'll still catch on and decide which way it wants to go on your finger. So you don't have to put your finger directly behind you. Just go to the ear and do it, and your spirit will follow that command. When I command your spirit to do this, so that that it's in your body properly, it really doesn't know. Oddly enough, it's kind of like kind of like if you had a piece of wax. I'm going to give a visual here, and let's say that you heated a poker, okay, and you just happen to stick that hot poker into the wax. It could go in the wax anyway, and that's kind of the way your spirit is, but it needs to be pointing forward. So I don't know what else to use for an example, but once it goes in wrong, it'll always come in wrong, because it's kind of like a little homing pigeon, we'll say, and it'll go into the wrong location. And it'll still be in your body, but you may feel whacked out. So that's what you want to do. Now, if you're in your body with your spirit upside down, maybe your head of your spirit's, you know, next to the earth there, and then its feet is on top of your head, which is kind of a weird feeling. And just kind of like to do like a flip over with your finger. Verse it so it comes in properly. Right, then it will know that it's in right because it'll connect to your eyes. Eyes would be like the homing device for your spirit. It wants to look out of your eyes. So I guess do that, everybody. And I will energize the light beam. So here we go. If anybody wants to comment on how they feel or if they really felt a shift, a lot of times you might even feel like an internal earthquake as this is happening. Feel things like inside of your body, like physically move as your spirit reconnects. And that's really a strange feeling. You have that experience, you go, wow, this is quite something. But you may feel like things are moving inside of you. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam. Up on your monitor screen, just scroll down on the BBS page or go to creationlightship.com. It's there also. Here we go. This will bring peace into your room and into you. Oh, use the word stronger. I'll bring in the mail tonight. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. I had somebody asking me a question about on the healings we have in there, like an intensity level. And so somebody's wondering, well, does it work better if you have it maxed out versus just having it set maybe at, you know, a lower number, like, say, a number 5 versus the maxed out number, which is the higher numbers there. The reason why we put that on is because a lot of people were at first too sensitive. And they go, wow, this thing is really working, but I'm a little overwhelmed at the intensity coming from the light being on the computer monitor. So is there a way you can lower the intensity down? Because I'm really, really sensitive. And that's why we put the numbers on it. We did that quite a while ago. But in case you're wondering, that's the reason. So some people want to have it at the max number. I think the max, I think it's around 20. I'm not sure, but maybe even higher, but anyway, you just put it to where you feel want to have it. And if you have it at number 1, it works the same as the max, the highest number there. Oh, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's true, and it's a really simple and effective exercise. You can find out, I guess, how, I don't want to say out of shape you are, but I guess it would depend on how badly your spirit is twisted or not fitting in your body. And we also have that magnetic and twisted body clearing, and maybe we can put a link to that in the fast chat, but that's also very effective in getting your spirit back into your body properly. And I would imagine that once you do have it properly in your body where it's looking out through your eyes and not, you know, your toes or whatever, that would start to help maybe if you have physical manifestations of pain in your body. could be caused by your spirit not being aligned properly. So I guess you would want to work on that to get it sort of in the right orientation. The healing that I was talking about is called the, it's actually called the magnetic and twisted body alignment. But that's what you just described is a really effective, quick way to sort of get yourself back, not only into the present moment, but your spirit back into your body correctly. So that's really great to know. And if anybody would like to look at that magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing, you can go to creationlightship.com, and it's a alignment of all of the 108 invisible energetic bodies. And it's a really thorough and very effective healing. And actually, most of us have at least 20 of these invisible bodies positioned incorrectly. So maybe we could do a sample for everybody, like pick a body, Ron. Maybe we could realign that one body and see if
everybody. We'll do the pain body.
Okay.
What you have is these energetic bodies, they all need to be facing the same direction. So just kind of think of one of these energetic bodies. They look like you. And are they all looking the same way? If any of them are turned slightly left or the right or spun around a bunch of times or something, then you may not get the energy having their complete healing as you're doing a clearing. So what we'll do now is the pain body. So let's just assume that you have pain in your body, and you did the pain body clearing, and you did a few other ones with that. And the pain maybe is still there, and you don't know why you have it, as you would think that the pain body clearing could help eliminate pain, which it normally would do. But maybe this body is not receiving all of the energies that your spirit is giving it. Remember, all the clearings work through your spirit, and your spirit is what actually is healing you. Well, what we do is the light, going through the light beam, we'll say, is there to enhance the energy, maybe make it stronger or put in energy so that your spirit can be fully energized for that clearing. And then your spirit gets a healing. Remember, if your spirit doesn't have a healing, you're not going to have a healing at all, because your spirit will be corrupted. Like if you hurt yourself, it's going to be hurt also. And how can you ask your spirit to heal you when it's also having a situation? So you have to clean the spirit out first, or heal it, we'll say. Get rid of the negativity. That happens on the clearings, as you do the clearings. The clearings work with the physical body, which is the energetic bodies, and your spirit. So actually three things typically happen there. And everything happens in the invisible first. Whether it's going to be something that you're trying to heal in yourself or something coming down the pike to cause you problems, it's always in the invisible first. That's why, like, if you do the maybe the auric field clearing, auric field protection, maybe if you do the psychic billboard, you can kind of ward off a lot of these things. Let's get to the pain body. So if you have pain in your body, have not done the magnetic twisted body clearing, and you wonder, wow, what if it's out of alignment? You're doing the best that you can do, but you haven't had that clearing yet. So we'll show you what it's like. So here we go. So pain body, move that around so that it's going to connect these stuff from you that could be dealing with your pain. So you need to look at your pain. Number one, you have to realize that, your pain is going to have a problem, pain body, and where is it? You want to say, I got pain in my left foot, so let's work with that left foot energy now. So it's up to you to decide where it's going to be. You just can't say, okay, fix me. It doesn't work that way. You need to, concentrate on place, a situation that you're dealing with. So here we go. Magnetic twisted body clearing. move your pain body, align correctly with your spirit so you can have some healing. So here we go, moving it, and I'll just count to 10 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now we're going to take away your pain. Pain body is kind of there to do, too. It absorbs the pain, gives you the pain. So we need to clean out that body. That's why we have the lifetime clearance with these invisible bodies, to get rid of what you're collecting. It's resonating now with your physical body. So here we go. One, work on that one particular situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow. 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's see if anybody has any comments on the fast chat there. And hopefully feeling much better. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, we do have several comments, and it's really amazing to feel those differences in your body. And what Ron was talking about earlier, when you are doing a healing through creationlightship.com, and there is like a level you can select where you choose the intensity, just because you're not feeling it as intensely, or maybe you're not feeling it at all, doesn't mean that you're not receiving the healing. So I just wanted to add that, Ron. And also, a few people on the fast chat have commented that their solar plexus warmed up on the left finger, and that another listener commented that they listened to the archive from Saturday to understand this new tool better. I felt the shift yesterday and learning to do this. Thank you, Ron, for the new tool. So it seems like people are finding this useful, and in terms of getting the spirit back into the body properly.
Great.
Okay. So I guess we should probably move on to some listener comments and questions. And just want to remind everybody that you can send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com. and indicate the date and when you'd like to have them read. And also, if you have testimonials, we love testimonials, and it's very helpful to Ron to understand how people are receiving the clearings and how the clearings are working, because if you are new to the show or if you've been listening for a long time, you know how difficult it can be sometimes when we get covered with all of this junk that's not supposed to be with us and actually does keep us from being able to heal ourselves. So it's very important, and it's always nice to hear that people are getting relief. So someone wrote in about the Saturday night show, and Saturday night we're on BBS Station 2, and that's the night where Ron takes everyone to the lightship. And if you're also on the monthly conference calls, which we'll get to a little bit later, we're on the lightship then. So we are bilocated, and we're being taken to the lightship and worked on by the light being doctors. And so this person wrote in and said, I've been caretaking a farm and took the animals to the lightship last night. The chickens won't stop following me around today, and even the rooster is nice to me. Interesting.
That's great. Yeah, I love hearing things like that with animals or pets, and what their reactions are like. So that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's always nice to, Ron, when you take up the flowers, trees, pets, animals, gardens, and plants. I always feel like they're always happy to come along. And I have a little plant here myself that I think is being kept alive by solely by its visits to the lightship, because it is really hanging on. But it's actually doing better now. I'm just looking at it now. I know we haven't done this in a while, but I'm just thinking maybe you could do a sample decloning for everybody for one of their plants.
Okay, that sounds good. Sure. So this means is that we're going to take your plant that you have, and remember, it's being replicated on many timelines, and very possibly the real plant that you had once upon a time is cloned out. You actually have the clone replica with you. And it's quite interesting when they become real, because all of a sudden, the plant, even a little one that's, a small little a plant, we'll just say you have something that's going to be 6 inches tall, you know, something like a cactus or something that's pretty small. It can radiate the energy of that peace energy through your whole house. Oh, wow, this is quite something. Plus, it'll look different. Might even move. As we're doing this here, might even move toward the speakers that you're listening to now as we do the clearing. Sometimes they'll actually physically move. I see it even shake a little bit. So kind of watch it, and you have to pick one. And if you have one outside, just kind of notice that, and we'll do that one for you too. So here we go. Yawning, using somebody's energies there. That's a little heavy, so we're clearing out some of this stuff here. So here we go, working with your plant. So one, if you have more than one in your room, we'll do them all at once here. So here we go. One, two, three, four. Some counting, it's being switched out with another one until we get to the very end, then it'll be real. Alien race, so have your plant for 10 minutes. To replicate it as a clone replica each time. So each time I count, taking the control out of the aliens on the timelines and bringing in the next alien race version of your plant. Changes color or size, it's because they are doing that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 10. 1, 2, 3, there we go. So everybody's plants now ready to come in to become real. So 1, bringing it in real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you have a real plant. Oh, it may even smell different. If you have like a little rose or something, now go and smell the fragrance from the rose. It should be completely different. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, that's so cool, and our plants definitely appreciate it. I actually put you on speakerphone so that they could hear you. So that is really kind of what we do when we're doing timeline crashing, isn't that correct? Only it takes a lot longer because plants are much more simple and easier to work on than humans.
Yeah, that's correct. Remember, they don't have much thought. They could have thought between themselves, but they're not watching, they could be, but, they're not watching TV or the radio. They don't have the DNA that picks up all these traumas and dramas that gets passed on, lifetime after lifetime. And, that's why a lot of the plants look always the same, where people change throughout their evolution, where plants normally do not, let's put it that way. The only reason why we're changing is because we're readapting to the situations that are here. We're like animals, you know, they talk about like bears are really, really old, you know, and they're a bear is a bear. You get a picture of a bear from a long time ago, it looks the same. Well, if you look at humans, just oddly enough, I was watching an old black and white movie of Roy Rogers. Man, he was really little, looked like he weighed about 100 pounds, dripping wet. Nobody back then in those movies of the black and white eras, probably we'll say in the 50s, almost all those people were just very, very thin. And now you go out and you see people that are obese. Well, typically that could be from maybe the fast food and stuff, but regardless, they were a different, probably alien species. Different creation of the aliens. Remember, the aliens are controlling us through all different ways. And so most people back then were very, very thin. Then if you look at going back a little further, looking at what you may not want to watch, but the World War II movies, you know, of the different people, they're all still very thin. And that was, you know, in the 40s. Now you look at people and they're different. So you can tell as the genetics was being changed and altered, probably through the thoughts or whatever's connecting to us, whatever connects with the sperm and the egg, if they're manipulating us during that process, you know. And now the clones are coming, and I'm seeing a lot of clones here that are very thin. Tall, and they're little, and you know, they don't have a lot upstairs and not much knowledge of how life is. And we've talked about that on many, many shows since major abduction from December 21st of 2012. But a lot of you probably have realized that, and you go, yep, that person is a clone, and you know, they know that. So we do talk about this a lot. I don't know if anybody else is talking about clones. I doubt it on there, because they really would probably have a clue of what's going on. But I know all the listeners here probably definitely know about clones, especially when you do something, go somewhere, and they don't know how to give change, or you ask a simple question and they look blank at you, you know. Anyway, have you had any experiences recently, Elizabeth, about clones in the last week or two? I'm just curious here.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, there are kind of a lot of like experiences in retail stores where people just, I mean, this has kind of always been the case for me, but it seems like anytime you ask a simple question, they not only do not know where anything is, but they just have this like blank expression on their face, like they don't even really know where they are, how they got there. And so then I just kind of go, okay, that's all right. Well, I'll just find it myself. And you kind of really, I don't know, you kind of really can't expect help, or you kind of have to be very patient and just kind of do it yourself, because a lot of the times they just have no clue. And I was in a store last week, and I was looking for some kind of like a moisture absorber, like an odor type of absorber. And the person like had no idea what I was talking about. And it's like a very common product. And they were just kind of like, what? Oh, I don't know. And, you know, they had just no clue. So it's kind of that type of experience. And I know several family members of mine have had experiences with the change, so that hasn't happened to me recently. But I know, like, if you give them over the amount, like if your total is 1902 and you give them 2002, they don't know how to make the change. Like, they'll keep giving you change. They won't give you a dollar. So I've had people tell me that that's happened to them at like the drive-thru. But yeah, it's very interesting to notice. And if you've been listening to the show, you will know that clones are very real and they do exist. and, you know, probably have been around for quite some time. And the other thing, Ron, too, I wanted to mention is that you definitely know that physiologically people are changing because clothing sizes have gotten a lot bigger. And, you know, a size 6 now would have been like a size 14 back in the day. And I would say generally for both men and women, the waists were a lot smaller. Like if you look at a lot of vintage clothing or, you know, historic clothing, people were tiny and very thin. And even I would think as early as the 70s, they seemed to be like a completely different physiological body type. So it's very interesting. And oh, I think I just heard a beep. So do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're live on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hi, Ron. Hi, Elizabeth. My name is Hilda. And
hi.
I have been, I think I jumped on ship the week between Christmas and New Year's. So I can't help but call tonight. I've been tempted, but I'm healthcare, medical, 40-plus years, and I'm telling you, I feel like I found this information just in the nick of time, no pun intended, and I'm really pouring on the tools because 15 years ago, I began to notice that alternative care and self-care was being eliminated from the books, from the medical books and from the nursing books and from the paramedic books. We used to teach people responsibility to take care of themselves, and that's kind of disappeared. And another thing I noticed about 3 years ago was in a particular lotion I used to use because my hands have been in water since I'm 12 years old and I'm pushing 60, that the ingredients are fake. The lanolin isn't melting, and I do realize now that it could mean, you know, other timelines and being spliced and copied and pasted. I certainly do get that. And another thing about the clones, this is what prompted me to call, was my father was military intel, and he worked on the Montauk Project during World War II, which was about stealth and invisibility. And on his deathbed, he began to tell me all kinds of stuff, and he told me that Hitler perfected cloning and that this was one of the reasons that the rest of the world wanted him dead. And he also told me not to believe everything that I read in books and that I heard, you know, on history, because it was not as it appeared to be, that they wanted to incite hate and malice in our feelings. And he's the one also who just hours before he passed did tell me that I would live to be able to escape the detection systems, the barcodes, the tracking systems. He told me that before you die, you will find a way to clear yourself to leave this place. And my friend Pauline from New York, I've been away from New York about 12 years. She called and just said, you got to listen to Ron. You got to do this. And she just wouldn't let up. So I did it to shut her up, and I'm so glad I did. And please let me say this, if there's any new people here, if you do the clear, I've done the emotional clearing 75 to 100 times because I just could feel or detect a little bit of an evaporation or some movement, and I couldn't understand the like 100th, 1/1000th spirit left. I've listened to I can't begin to number the archives. I dove into this because the second night I came to a call, you talked about barcodes and tracking systems, and I couldn't breathe through the whole show, and so I couldn't wait for the show to be over so I could dive into the archives. So I'm deeply appreciative that this is so technologically available to the masses, but I want to encourage everybody to, if you can't tell from one clearing do as many clearings as it takes. And it's like, and it's taking me all these weeks to really kind of grasp, I think, how to crash the timeline, how to do the psychic billboard. Just don't stop. Just don't stop. When, if you're not noticing any changes, don't stop. And I really appreciate what you've done, and am grateful. And I can't wait to meet you.
Oh, great. You're going to be back in New York in October?
That's my plan. I really hoped I was planning to be in April, but I'm not sure what happened. I also, I'm a medical empath, and I honestly have, before a few weeks ago, have surrendered to go wherever I'm called to go. Well, I don't do that anymore. And but during that time, there was a situation that, I don't know, I just couldn't leave the East Coast. But, yes, I'm planning to be in New York in October. You bet I am. And I actually worked with Jay some from Asheville. I met him several years ago. So to have heard him a few weeks ago, I just know this is, I'm in the right place at the right time. And I know that's a cliche, but this one is for real. And thank you, Ron.
Thank you,
Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you so much. So what, since you called in, what clearing could I do for you and everybody else tonight?
Well, that's an interesting question. I found some star archives, one yesterday by quote-unquote accident, that had the good luck money clearing. And I now have my little picture on top of my bills, and I've had it next to my body today. So would that warrant a repeat or one in a live one, or does it matter?
Yeah, let's do something. So if I do this at Expos, I'll just do it tonight. It's a little off the wall here. If you get out a dollar bill, and you look, a $1 bill, and you look at the back of it. Everybody can do this here. And for some reason, in each corner where the one is, you're going to see, like, spider webs there. Now, how they got there and why, I have no clue, okay? But that seems to be on the bill. So you can look at that and just see what it looks like to you. And from there, there's another thing that's there on the left and the right side, kind of symmetrical, identical on each side. You go halfway down, you're going to see like a little alien serpent with a little tail there. It's like two eyes. It'll be like a kind of a circle. And you can see two eyes there, and then the center is like a little tail sticking out. Well, it's pretty easy to see. A lot of people have other things that they talk about on it, but this is what I found. And right away when you notice this, your body goes, well, I don't want to have an alien on my dollar bill touching me. And you know, they don't want the spider webs because I don't know if anybody really likes walking into spider webs, you know. It's like you have walked into a place, even your garage or someplace, you haven't been there for a long, long time, and there's a spider web there, and you walk into it, and you kind of feel like you get grossed out as it's on you, you know. Probably one of the spiders on you, too, but it is one of those more uncomfortable feelings. So what I'm putting out here is that very possibly, and you can draw this conclusion, a very possibly, and you might like spiders, and this doesn't feel great to you, but the body may not like to see an alien, a little serpent tail there with the eyes, and also the spider webs on it. So what I'm sort of suggesting is that the body does not want to be connected to this particular piece of paper. And so if that's the case, then your body is going to reject this piece of paper, okay? Everybody has this piece of paper on them. It's one of the more common, okay, a paper that you have when you buy something. So you're kind of seeing where I'm going here because your body doesn't want it. So if it doesn't want it, not going to be able to draw money to you because it doesn't want to have it on it. It's it's a negative situation for your body. Not even scare your body. Let's discharge your dollar bill. And so here we go. Hold it in your hand, or if you don't want to hold it, just look at it. Put it in front of you, and I'll count to five to do that. And then you can pick it up, and it's going to feel like a piece of paper. So here we go. We're taking away the charges that got imprinted on it. Now, also, I'll just say there's two types of charges. There could be a lot more, but there's one that the alien could be imprinting onto your dollar bill that you don't even know anything about, okay? So we'll just say that's like a slavery. Next one could be all the people's negative energies of holding that piece of paper, or having to give it up. So we have people's energies and alien energies. We're going to get rid of both of them. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There, it's discharged now. And I'll pick it up, and it should feel like a piece of paper with writings on it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's true. Great. Thank you.
On the money clearing, and I think I've given that one out off and on, you have it as a special clearing, but it's not necessarily on the website, I don't think. But if you wanted to maybe email, I could probably send it out to people.
Okay, perfect.
What it does, it allows you to discharge the money. So what I have people do is maybe if you can afford this, maybe get out $100 out of your bank account, maybe 20s, or if you can get more, maybe $1,000, maybe $100 bills or something. And you first discharge the money, and then you wear the money. You put it somewhere on you, sort of you're touching your skin or, you know, maybe a plastic bag on it or very, very close. And you probably want to discharge it maybe every day just to make sure nothing gets connected to it. So the reason is because you want to make your body like the money and become one in one with the money. So you have three basic fears. One is that money, in a sense, the old saying, is going to burn a hole in your pocket. So you're going to be afraid of spending it. You don't want to do that. And the other one is it could get stolen. That's why you want to kind of hide it, you know, on your body someplace. And then the third one is stealing it, spending it, or losing it. Okay. So everybody probably has one of those three issues. So you do all that, and you clear the money, and you have it on you, and maybe it takes about a month. And then at that point, your body will be more compatible to having the money with you. Now, the reason why I mentioned $1,000 is because, to me, $1,000 is quite a bit of money, probably to everybody listening. If you're a high roller, maybe you may need to get $10,000 or more. But, you know, for most people, even $100 is a lot. So you get the money that you're kind of afraid to go over, you know. Maybe you're great with 100, but, you know, 200, you might say, I don't know if I want to have $200 on me, but, you know, I can afford to lose 100, but 200, maybe not. So whatever your fear is, if you can get that much money, have that with you. Overcome your fear. Just wear it for like a month and discharge it maybe every day. And, you know, do this, and then you're going to be more compatible to the money. Body may become like a money magnet. So back to you, Hilda.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I also want to give like a testimonial. I have been reluctant to let go of my medical and my alternative medical endeavors because I've poured 50 years into this, 46 to 50 years. And now, as of today, I have done something new. I have a new business blueprint, and I'm really stepping out into another arena, and I have never felt better. I have never felt more free, and I am the most peaceful. I start to say the most guiltless. I'm from the buckle of the Bible Belt, and I feel fantastic. And I never knew I could ever let go of my quote-unquote healing, and it's just a rich, clean feeling. And this doesn't mean I'm done. This means I have a lot more work to do because the layers I'm beginning, my memories are surfacing, you know, they're surfacing, and thank you, though, for these weekly calls. I try to make every one of them, and from wherever I am. And I'm a different person, and I have been for a while, and I can't imagine doing anything else. And all of the people who work with you behind the scenes, I'm very sensitive to that. The people that make all this possible, I really hold you in peace, or just send you nothing but blessings and peace a lot throughout every day.
Hilda, thank you so much for calling. I don't mean to cut you off, and I totally appreciate your testimonial and also your story earlier, which I found very interesting. But I think we have at least two other callers, so we're going to try to squeeze them in before the end of the show. But I just wanted to thank you so much for calling in. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina. I'm in the upstate of South Carolina.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. That's wonderful.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay, so on to the next caller. We have somebody else on the line holding. Thank you for waiting.
Yep. Hi, Elizabeth Iron. It's Danielle from Montreal, Chelsea, Canada.
Oh, and, hi.
Hello, Iron. I have a strange story of clones here. You know, the last 2 weeks it has been really, really hard. I don't know, the alien was throwing all kind of stuff in the air. Couldn't sleep very well, and I think there've been a massive abduction, because even, you know, the 24th of June here, it's the Saint John. It's one of the probably the biggest holiday in the summer. And in the front page of the paper, we could read the three biggest emergency hospitals were quite empty. No waiting time. This never happened in history. Never. So I think clones, they don't get sick, do they?
I think by the phone.
Because.
No more belly aches, huh? They don't know what it's like.
but this wasn't like this like a month ago, or just happened. I could listen to the, I don't know how to say it, if I put words, I could hear the emptiness, you know, emptiness, silence outside. It's, man, we're just driving. I'm driving the car to go to the beach with Sylvia. Nobody's outside. Like this morning, it's an holiday here, and nobody's outside. It's almost 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, quite warm, very warm. Nobody's outside. It's they're somewhere, I don't know, somewhere else on timelines. And, I never thought that could happen. That's really, really crazy. The emergency, when you go there in Canada, in Montreal, you have to bring your sleeping bag with you. Because you're probably going to have to sleep there, you know, because there's too many people. All the three biggest empty. It's that's my clown story. And I saw this morning a guy stop with his car in the middle of the street. He was typing his phone downhill. That's a crazy, one of the craziest things you can do when you're driving. I mean, man, where this guy? He missed something in his program, how to drive. He has to be a reloader. I don't know. Wow. Yeah,
okay,
but this is where we are here.
Wow.
Okay, I'll talk. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's signs that the end is coming, or I don't know. I hope before nobody's left. Everybody will be gone soon. I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, that'd be a good thing. All the clones could be evaporated, and you humans are left here and enjoying the whole place. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. But it's more quiet outside. There's the energy change by the sudden, like this tax.
What you're saying is that the humans have mind chatter because they're thinking all the time, and
Yeah.
The robotic
exactly.
clones don't really have a mind that go, you know, that's running continuous. So all of a sudden, now it's quiet.
Yeah. I was talking with Sylvia. And I said to Sylvia, maybe they are able to think what we're thinking. So I'm going to ask them to let their wallets on the street, you know, like this. We'll have to pick them up, but they didn't work.
That's
okay.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for calling. That's wonderful.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Danielle. And I think we have one more caller, Ron, so let's see if we have somebody else on the line before the end of the show here. Do we have another caller?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead. Sorry, thank you for waiting.
Hi. My name's Tina. I'm calling from Asheville, North Carolina. And I would love to have some opening for releasing energy attachment. I've had a stalker, hacker. I have some dental issues and inflammation, infection, thyroid problem, spinal issues. And a lot of anger still, you know, unresolved stuff from childhood. I was a nurse, and I'm an investigative journalist working on exposing the abductions and stuff like that. Some that are okay. So I have a big mission, and I'm hoping to get my own show very soon. And I have a lot, you know, financial stuff that I'm working through right now. A lot of karma. So if I could get a little boost to work through this.
Well, what do you think, Elizabeth? What can we do for her?
Well, maybe we could
do
like an anger body clearing, and then just to do a sample for everybody, like an anger issue, clearing that, and then we can ask people to type it on the fast chat, maybe potential healings. And it sounds like for the physical stuff, one might be a good one to do, the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and then a good physical one would be that the body jumpstart package. Because it sounds like you've got a lot going on, and unfortunately we're almost at the end of our show.
Right.
So maybe we could do like a sample anger clearing for everybody, Ron, including our caller here.
Okay, so here we go, anger. So I need everyone to think of one incident, a situation where you became angry, and we'll clear that one energy away from you. So think of it here, and when we clear it, you're still going to be able to look at the anger of the other person or whatever happened to you, but the charge that you're dealing with on it, the intensity level, whatever the emotional trauma will be released, but you won't lose the visual. So here we go, releasing it. So think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And pretty heavy for some people. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And what do you think? An emotional one, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe we could do emotional body clearing.
Okay, so everybody, think of an emotional situation that you've encountered. Could be anything. Somebody calling you up, giving you some news that you became angry about or sad. It's all the same stuff. You know, happiness and sadness is the same. It's still an emotion, and that will be, you know, something connected to you. So here we go. There are good thoughts, bad thoughts. So think of that emotional situation. Releasing that from you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have a third one we could do, Elizabeth? Anything that...
She mentioned like maybe some kind of psychic attacks, and I was thinking, well, to go in-depth, you'd probably want to do the psychic billboard clearing, but maybe we could do like a sample psychic attack.
Somebody that connected to you.
Like a connection, like a maybe a cording removal or...
Yeah, that's good, a cording, okay. So remember, everything that, when somebody thinks of you, that is a psychic attack. And then from there, they can take your energy through energetic cording. So Think of somebody, you know, you may get their face, their body, their picture showing up when you start thinking about a person, because it'll just come to you automatically. And here we go. Let's release that person that's courting you and taking away, stealing your energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So what, have you did any of the pre-clearings online on the website or anything? Have you done anything with the website doing clearings?
No, but I plan to do that now.
Yeah, we have a lot of free ones on the left. The free sample clearings. These are mainly dealing with alien stuff because they're in our life all the time. So that's what you can start with probably if you like. Everybody needs the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So that's what you need to do to maybe start a new life because the emotions are what everybody is stuck with. But, you know, try all the free samples there. Be doing them for a couple
Thank
of weeks
you.
And get your feet wet. And listen to the different archives that we have. Just pick one. There's no name on the archives because we cover so many different, you know, energies and different themes and everything else. So start listening to the archives. So thank you for calling.
Okay, dope. Thank you.
Oh, Elizabeth, do you want to close the show?
Yeah, everybody, I just wanted to say thank you so much for calling, for all your email questions. And I just wanted to let everybody know, too, that Ron is going to be doing the July intensive conference calls again, and the first one is going to start on Saturday the 12th with the 4-hour ascension prep, and then it will be Sunday, three consecutive Sundays, July 13th, 20th, and 27th, so more info on that coming soon. Please check out creationlightship.com, and thank you again. It's so nice to have the callers and to hear input from everybody. So I'll just say good night, and please join us for the other BBS radio shows this week, Wednesday, Station 1, Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on Station 2. Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everybody. Good night.